from KQED.
During the Christmas season, many Filipino-American homes display colorful star-shaped lanterns called paroles. As you might imagine, paroles have a long history in the Philippines, but the holiday symbol isn't so well known here. Well, now a community center in San Francisco is encouraging people to reconnect to this tradition by making their own paroles and sharing them with the community. Lisa Morehouse has our story.
Market Street in downtown San Francisco is home to one of the biggest shopping areas in the city. But just a few blocks away at the Bayanihan Community Center, a room full of people is focused only on tissue paper, cellophane, and glue guns. MC Canlis, who runs these parole-making workshops, says historically, paroles would line the streets on the days before Christmas, lighting the way to early morning mass.
So in the Philippines, we're Asian, so we have the lantern tradition. But at the same time, we're the Christianized country in Asia. So the lantern we have is not a circle. It's not the symbol of the moon or the sun. It's the symbol of the star. And it's the Star of Bethlehem.
He's seen many immigrants from the Philippines share this tradition with their U.S.-born children and grandchildren by bringing them to these workshops.
So when they're making their lantern, it's not only for their house, but it's also for the learning of the children. It's not only the art of making lantern, but they also discover the community.
Okay, so here are my pears. Right?
Right.
Okay, cool.
Naomi Malik came here with her nephew Daniel and her two sisters. Daniel's helping her build a skeleton of a three-dimensional star of bamboo sticks and rubber bands.
Put rubber bands right here.
Okay. Thanks, Daniel. You know how to do this already?
Yep.
Okay.
Her sister Carmel Canlis meticulously wraps her bamboo frame.
I'm going to try to do a double layer, like a stained glass effect. I'll put the rice paper first and then put cellophane on top.
Canlis says the Filipino province where she grew up, Pampanga, is famous for its paroles.
Each town will build huge paroles. They stole us houses, the paroles.
Helping the sisters out is 15-year-old Nicholas Sai.
And then you're going to double rubber band these 5 points here.
Okay. He goes to high school in San Mateo, a suburb south of San Francisco. But he says he's been volunteering at these workshops in part because his grandfather helped build the Filipino community in this neighborhood.
It's really fun to, you know, connect with my heritage since I've never been to the Philippines. I'm kind of in, I guess you could say, an Americanized family. So it's good to get some of that tradition. You know, we are passing this on to, you know, generations and generations of people. It's really exciting to do that.
That happens a lot.
You don't have to, but we're just putting the tissue on, which is sort of hard because it's really fragile.
8-year-old Sabina Shermidas is at the Bayanihan Community Center for the first time. She's making a green parole with silver streamers and a tissue flower.
I sort of like the color and I think it'll be nice at night.
Her mother, Rose Rodriguez, wanted to support Sabina's growing interest in her Filipino background.
And plus, you know, I grew up really on the East Coast and I really didn't grow up with this either, so this is kind of new for me as well. And I just like being around other Filipinos, especially during the holidays. I don't really have close family here, so.
A week later, Sabina and her family returned to this neighborhood, joining hundreds of others at the annual Parole Lantern Festival and Parade. Sabina carries her green lantern, which is decked out with Christmas lights, on a stick. But some paroles here are so big they need multiple people to carry them.
I'm seeing lots of different kinds. Some are really simple and some are really elaborate. A beautiful mix of different colors everywhere.
Local schools, political groups, veterans, and senior organizations parade 4 blocks through the South of Market neighborhood, ending at St. Patrick's Church, where a priest blesses the paroles.
Lord God, we ask you, bless all these lanterns.
Sabina Shermitis is clearly impressed by this huge number of star-shaped lanterns.
There are no stars in the sky, so it's sort of like we have them.
And she's already planning her parole for next year. For the California Report, I'm Lisa Morehouse in San Francisco.